Welcome, everyone, to the Meaningful Hearts podcast, where we discuss the everyday questions that make us or break us if we let them. With your hosts, Drew and Daniela, take our hands and let's walk this journey together. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Meaningful Hearts podcast. Today, I will be flying solo as Daniela is out sick. Not feeling too good. However, I also wanted to kind of touch base on where we've been and get a little more information on that. We did go to a Tony Robbins event called Date with Destiny. So We were gone for quite a while, and schedules got a little mixed up with recording and things of that nature, but we haven't gone anywhere. We're back reporting on some great stuff. So to give you a little background on what Date with Destiny is, it's a 6-day self-help and personal development seminar, and it's hosted by Tony Robbins. If you don't know who Tony Robbins is, you should Google him. He's kind of a big deal. He is a self-help genius. The man has been doing this since the age of 17, and he's about 63, 64, and he has helped tons of people from all walks of life all around the world, including celebrities, athletes, you name it, regular people, everyday people. His seminars are magical, but they're very intense. And the goal with Date with Destiny is to help the people that go there transform their lives. You know, achieve some growth, overcome some what they call limiting beliefs about ourselves, boost your confidence, and ultimately find some clarity. Some people go there for different reasons. Some people go there because maybe their relationship is not where they want it to be. Maybe that's one of their goals. So when you go there, it's kind of like you have an idea of what you want out of it. Because we didn't go into this blindly. We have attended other events. So leading up to this event, we did have kind of the process of how his events are. And they're, you know, you get a workbook and there's questions, there's work to do. And you have to, you know, you work through that. You kind of ask yourself some questions that you normally haven't asked yourself in a while. Or maybe you have an idea of an issue that you're having and that you want to get clarity on it. You know, we talked about our values. You know, they talk about away values and towards values, values that we want in our lives and values that maybe we don't want, things that don't serve us, if that makes sense. And some of the values that we thought were helping us, you know, grow, or maybe our former selves thought, or we used, were like pretty atrocious, pretty horrible. It's like, you look at those things, and you're like, I can't believe that. You know, I utilized that as a mechanism or a tool in my life. And there's a lot of the times it's these beliefs about ourselves, or these issues that we have with ourselves. And we don't realize the underlying cause is something as simple as, you know, things that we don't write down. So we don't know we're doing or saying or thinking. But then when we sit there and we actually do the math, we realize, wow, that's the reason why I act this way is because I need security in my life. I want to do that next big thing in my life. I want to launch a business, but I safety is the most important thing to me. I need that. And it's like, well, maybe you need to reassess what you do need to get to that next step. And it's like, wow, you're doing all this stuff and you're so overwhelmed, because it's not like you sit there and you have like all the time in the world. Things get thrown at you very fast. So you're sitting there writing down information. You're thinking about things in your future that you want in your future. You're thinking about things that are in your past. You're thinking about relationships. You're thinking about failures that maybe things that have gone wrong in your life or things that have affected you. And then you're trying to like sort these things out and try to compartmentalize. It's intense. It's emotionally, physically intense. And there's parts there where, you know, you're talking about 6 days. Each day is at least 15 hours. So you're really being pushed, and it's intentional. it, you do get, you know, little breaks here and there, but the idea is to kind of tire out your brain, exhaust yourself. There's activities that you actually do when you're barely awake, like you're really tired, and it's done that way on purpose, so that you really get to squeeze the essence of your thoughts out on paper. So it's not for the faint of heart, but the intention behind it is to help you. It's like a really robust workout where you might be exhausted. You might even, like, you know, feel like you're going to faint, but the results that you get from what you put into it is incredible. And I don't know if anybody's ever seen, like I said, Tony Robbins, but there were activities like you dance a lot, you hug people, you hear emotional stories, people pour themselves out. And we had a digital event where it wasn't necessarily live for us. Like, we weren't standing in the studio, but we saw people in the studio in Florida, and there was about 5,000 people, I believe, in there. So you're connected via webcam. So you see people on webcams also, but you'll see people in the studio hugging and crying and sharing their stories. And it's very empowering. It's very, very empowering. And he has guest speakers that are on stage, and they do different parts of the seminar as well. So something that opened my eyes to me during the Tony Robbins event was maybe the relationship part of it. I think the relationship part of it was a big one for me, because they talk about masculine and feminine energy and how we utilize that in our relationships and our lives. Some men carry more masculine energy, and the way that they coexist with their partner or their female partner or whatever partner they have, their partner has the opposite, has more masculine energy. And maybe their partner takes more of a rein on things, where they should more or less have more feminine energy, and maybe they clash, or maybe they have issues in their relationships. And it's like a mask that we wear in order to coexist with the other type of energy, if that makes sense. So in certain ways we realize in our own relationships where she might have a little more masculine energy in these areas, and I might have more feminine energy in these areas, and how for us to coexist, we might have taken on these energies to coexist, or maybe just blindly not realizing. And I guess that was like a turning point, kind of sitting back and like, wow. I mean, I'm a very masculine alpha male, but in certain regards, I was allowing myself to be more, allowing myself to exude more feminine energy, if that makes sense. It's really weird. We had some other realizations as well. Maybe I wasn't allowing her to be her true feminine and feel as safe as I should be, as I should allow her to. I don't know exactly. I think that it was more or less a turning point, an emotional point where I self-disclosed that, you know, I felt at times where I couldn't protect her. I couldn't keep her safe the way I wanted to, because I had things in my head that were going on, my fears. I let my fears, like when we went on the camping trip. And I felt that, you know, the whole time she was more concerned about my fears of heights and some of the things that I was trying to get over. And instead of her being able to really enjoy her time as much, she was more concerned about making sure that I was okay. And it really, you know, it just comes to that realization. It's like, wow, like I need to look inward and see where that affects our relationship, and how I can get a hold of myself and be able to change those aspects of it. And it was a hard realization, because, like, once again, I could say that I am an alpha male. I'm dominant in a lot of ways in the way that I possess my manhood. But sometimes we carry a little bit more of an energy for a reason. And maybe just my inner child being afraid or having those things affect me, I became a little more feminine in those regards, and her being a little stronger, become more masculine in those regards. And, you know, I was kind of like, it's come to that realization. And they talk about this in Tony Robbins. And there are people that disclose stories about how they've lived their whole lives. You know, men that have been very, very feminine in their energy and have allowed women, their partners, to be very masculine, and how they've been dominated and they haven't been able to step up and be themselves, be their true masculine selves, to be their themselves by nature. And even in a gay relationship, somebody takes on one energy and somebody takes on the other. But in that, they have not been able to have certain things or do certain things in their lives because they've always allowed this to cloud their ability. And it comes from, you know, from early on in life. It's pretty incredible. And they have people that stand up and talk about things that are going on in their lives. And he holds them accountable in front of the whole room. And people, you know, they think they're right about something and they realize it's them, it's their doing. They're really causing the issue in their relationship. Or sometimes or maybe they're not causing the issue in a relationship and they just want to be seen. And he explains to them how their partner is not allowing that to happen, or they're not being assertive enough. It's very, very interesting. I'm going down a little bit of a rabbit hole there. That was one of the big things that I took away from the Tony Robbins event, was our relationship. Other part of it, and this is something I guess that comes up a lot in Tony Robbins events specifically, is they want you to kind of go back and think about your earliest thoughts, traumas that have happened to you, and kind of just really feel them, really get into those maybe emotional moments and process them and have an intense moving moment. And I struggle with this. I struggle attaching my emotion to it. And you see people, they're literally crying in tears. They're digging into their past. They're visualizing what they're seeing and feeling, like they're back in their former younger selves, going through that experience again. And I feel that a lot of the times that Tony Robbins does some sort of thing like this, I can't like attach my, I'm so cerebral that I can't just have the experience. And that's where the transformation truly takes place in a lot of these events, is attaching your emotions to it and really digging in there and getting there. And I think that's something, walking away from all of the events that I've gone to with Tony Robbins, and I've kind of been pretty frustrated, and it's not for a lack of a great seminar, it's not for lack of the energy, it's almost like I'm like disengaged because of a mental block, and it's very frustrating. I think that Daniela, you know, notices it a lot. I know she notices it a lot, and I think it's impeded on her ability to enjoy the events as much, because she wants me to enjoy it as much as she is, and she is fully submerged. I've seen her transform and get really emotional in there, but it's a journey nonetheless. And I think it's something that when you come to an event like this, you can't go with your partner and experience everything together, because there's different sections and different days. It's really more or less for you to go in there and get what you want out of it, because your partner might want something completely different. I mean, listen, you can go there for your relationship, but it's really more about fixing you, digging deep and figuring out exactly what you want to fix within yourself and how you can then be a better person to your relationships in your life. And if I could take anything away from any of the Tony Robbins events that all have that, it's really accountability. Accountability. You have tough relationships in your life, people you don't talk to, family members that you're having issues with. It really teaches you to kind of forgive, understand what's going on with them, you know, let them know that you love them and you basically appreciate them, and you're going to let that go and move forth instead of holding grudges, holding on to anger, holding on to the things that don't serve you. And if you have a really tough relationship in your life with somebody, it may be a parent, usually it's a parent or a sibling that you don't see eye to eye and you really butt heads and you really don't mind how to have that loving relationship, but to be able to go back up to them and tell them that you love them and that you're sorry and you want to be forgiven. It's pretty intense. And I think that I'm still trying to wrap my head around being able to do that, because I think with my mom, I love my mother, but as years went on, we've kind of been detached and disconnected, and it's a hostile relationship, I guess. It's a hostile environment that she's in. So coming back to that and being able to say those things, even though in my mind, I'm like, you're wrong for these things. But for me, for the greater good of me, it's like apologizing to her and telling her I love her. It's a tough one. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one. But above all, it was an incredible experience, and I would highly recommend going and experiencing it for yourself. If you have the money, or if you could do a virtual event, you could split it amongst your friends, because you could literally have everybody in your living room do this. There are families that do this together. Something that I would definitely revisit, because there's no way in 6 days you could fully absorb or process everything that's going on. There is just so much. And you could revisit these and use these tools to get more out of your life every time, because people come back for different reasons. There are people that are lifetime members that have been part of his following for decades. And some of them have actually ended up becoming partners with him in his business. So very high value. If you're interested, I would highly recommend going to that and looking into Tony Robbins. Maybe you could do a breakthrough challenge. I know he does free ones sometimes. I mean, like once or twice a year, he does free ones, which literally you just sign up, you commit. It's a very shortened version of what his seminars are like. And if you like it from there, I'm sure they're gonna try to sell you on going to his UPW, which is that the first event we attended. And then there's a package that goes on top of that. So definitely look out for that if you're interested, and go on your own experience. Well, I'm not going to keep talking. I'm going to let you enjoy the rest of your day, wherever you are, and know that I love you and I appreciate you all for listening. Thank you.